There are a lot of ways for companies to get into trouble, but not so many ways for them to get out of trouble. But today we're going to talk about some that have moved away from the trouble. Welcome to a very unusual danger zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And normally, well, we're talking about things that are headed for trouble. Today, we're going to take an unusual look at some stocks that they've been on the precipice of trouble, and now they've moved away from it. So we're not necessarily going to be sounding the danger alarm.
Danger, danger.
But we're also not going to tell you that, like, oh, that makes all these companies attractive. Because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most dangerous to most attractive. They do it using a methodology of discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. And they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And if something is misleading, then presumably, if it's working against you, it's dangerous. And if it's working for you, by the way, it might be attractive. Learn more at newconstructs.com, and they're on Twitter, at newconstructs. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. He joins me now. Kyle, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
So who's coming out of the danger zone this week?
Trivago and 17 other stocks.
Warning, warning, warning.
Now, it's important. We didn't sound the danger alarm, and we're not going to talk about all 18 stocks here. But Trivago and 17 others are stocks that you have identified that were dangerous that are now not most dangerous stocks. Again, if folks want to get the full list, we're going to talk about a few of them here. If they want the full list, well, you blog about your danger zone picks, so it's all available at newconstructs.com. So, Kyle, why isn't Trivago a dangerous stock? And what's happened since you guys first put it in the danger zone, which was back in 2016.
So this one, and along with all the other picks in the report, we're basically, you know, reviewing some of the calls we've made, kind of hold ourselves accountable and see where the risk reward still makes sense. We're not saying all of these companies are ones you want to go out and buy right now. We're simply just saying they don't fit the danger zone mold anymore. Specifically with Trivago, you mentioned we put it in the danger zone back in 2016. It was right before its IPO, actually. At the time, we noted that it was, you know, profitless revenue growth, weak competitive position, negative ROIC, and overvalued. Since then, it's fallen almost 90% from that IPO price, obviously spurred on by some of the events of this year and travel industry in general. But prior to that, their profitability was actually improving. The ROIC and NOPAT margins were trending higher. And so with that big drop in price, this no longer presents the same risk reward it once did. And so they're no longer in the danger zone.
And what this also means is that your scenario played out. And although it was a dangerous stock, it proved it was a dangerous stock. Now it's, again, not necessarily a buy, but most of the trouble is gone.
Exactly. So in this case, you know, there was huge expectations for profit growth baked into the stock price at IPO. Those have not materialized, and the stock has actually, you know, adjusted accordingly as we would have expected it to. So now that, you know, the risk reward there is not skewed as heavily towards the downside risk anymore. We've seen similar with another travel company, actually TripAdvisor. This one we put back in the danger zone around 2018. We actually noted at the time that it was a stock that people should sell before a bear market. The bear market arrived much later than we might have thought, or that article kind of talked about. But in this case, it was, you know, low ROIC relative to Booking Holdings, had an expensive valuation at the time. And since then, it's fallen almost 60%. And similar to Trivago, profitability is moving higher. Travel industry was doing well. Now, kind of any positive news we get on, you know, vaccines or return to travel, shares could go up much higher. So the risk reward on the danger zone side is no longer there.
So again, that's TripAdvisor, ticker symbol TRIP. Trivago, by the way, TRVG. Now, of course, those played out exactly as you expected them to. There are some things that you've put in the danger zone that have not played out the way that you expected them to. And they've also not been able to back away from the true trouble. They're not most dangerous stocks now. What's an example there?
So in that case, we look at one like Teladoc. ticker symbol TDOC. We put them back in the danger zone in March of 2019. That we're specifically focused there on poor corporate governance. They were tying executive compensation to adjusted EBITDA. They had falling economic earnings and an overpriced stock. In this case, the industry obviously changed significantly with the COVID-19 pandemic. Telehealth became a huge boon in the industry, and Teladoc's price has gone up almost 200% since then. So in this case, the valuation side, it still looks expensive, but from an actual industry tailwinds, we're seeing that, you know, the shift towards telehealth is clearly increasing. Teladoc has some deals with, you know, CVS and other insurance providers that could really put, you know, wind beneath their sails, so to speak. It's not one that you would want to jump in front of on the short position there.
Well, and it's kind of interesting because TripAdvisor, as you pointed out, it took a little longer for the story to play out the way you expected. And then you had everything that affected the travel industry making it come true. Teladoc, it was actually moving in the direction that you wanted. And then the thing that ultimately did in TripAdvisor, well, it actually was the exact same thing that wound up helping Teladoc and made that didn't work. What's something else that worked not quite as you expected it to that's now off the dangerous list?
Last one probably would be ServiceNow, ticker NOW. And that one was a long time ago, 2015. And we really saw that they had growing losses due to rising expenses. You know, costs were growing faster than revenue. ROIC was significantly below the competition. And they were priced for perfection, so to speak, when we ran our DCF model. But in that case, we simply underestimated the firm's first mover advantage in that software as a service IT market. In our original report, we talked about how they were basically priced to kind of beat out the competition at all levels. And that is kind of what has happened. They've grew revenue 30%, almost 40% year over year in the past 4 years. Profitability has significantly improved from negative to positive on both ROIC and margins. And the stock price has soared, you know, up 500% since 2015. So it's just one of those where we underestimated the kind of the firm's stickiness, and it went and actually did the performance that we kind of thought seemed unrealistic at the time, given what we thought.
Again, we've talked about four stocks. You've got 14 others in the report. And just help my audience understand, how often does something wind up closing out? I mean, obviously, we know they can't all work for you. They also can't all work against you. But it's a little bit different when you're saying, hey, we're going to close things out. How often does that happen?
So we continually review these. You know, on a regular basis, we kind of look at industry trends, any stock price movement. The biggest thing that would change it would be any kind of industry change, like with Teladoc, that completely changed the industry this year. So that kind of changes it. And the other instances would be valuation. Anytime we see huge drop or huge increase, I mean, more like a huge drop in price, it might make it no longer as dangerous as it once was, and might be time to kind of reevaluate there.
Kyle, great stuff as always. We love the fact that you guys hold yourselves accountable on your picks, and this is a great way to look at them. So again, Trivago, TripAdvisor, Teladoc, and ServiceNow off the dangerous list. 14 others as well in the report, which is available at newconstructs.com. Kyle Guskey, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. They blog about all their danger zone picks, so you can go get the information on the four. You can find out about the 14 others and more. All right, we are heading for home on the November 16th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. Ed Schill from QCI Balanced will be here, and he's not necessarily going to be agreeing with some stuff you heard from Ed Cofrancesco a little bit earlier. Yeah, you don't want to miss it, so don't. This is Money Life.
Dangerous.